Greetings, Mojovians. We are bringing you something a little different this time for the August 12-Minute Model Sphere. This is actually the mobile edition as we are trucking down the interstate at some undisclosed speed with Kentucky Dave at the wheel and Evan McCallum in the jump seat. Guys, what do you think so far? Evan, you surviving the drive? You've had a long couple of days.
Oh, yeah. It's been one hell of a journey so far, but I'm enjoying every second of it.
I hope so. Dave, how you holding up?
You know what? I will be honest with you. I'm in general surprised at how easy the drive has been. It's been very pleasant. It's gone by. Of course, good company leads to that. We've got the heavy lifting behind us, so the glide into the hotel and conference center is looking better and better each minute.
Well, we had a little hiccup northeast of Texarkana. A little accident we were at the front end of, not in it, and we didn't see it, but the emergency vehicles were just arriving as traffic was starting to slow down our area. So we had to double back and hit a back road and got to see Bill Clinton's childhood home of Hope, Arkansas.
Yep.
A lot of excitement there.
Yeah, we were thrilled.
I think Evan's favorite thing so far was the hog shooting place we passed. Is that what that was?
Yep.
A hog hunting farm?
A fenced-in area for that, yeah.
Well, for the month of August, we got a little bit going on. We are on our way to the IPMS National Convention in San Marcos, Texas. Hopefully arrive sometime before 10 p.m. Our next episode, which will be episode 96, is going to be a show recap, and hopefully we'll have some material recorded at the show and let you hear what we had going on there. Evan, you want to join us again next time for the shakedown of the show?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, well, that'll be good.
Yeah.
And then for our second episode in August, it's a little in flux right now. We have an interview we're trying to line up that we know you folks will enjoy, but if that doesn't pan out in the next couple of days, we're going to have to come up with a plan B, Dave.
Yep, we'll make it happen. We'll make it happen. We're through the rough parts in June and July. We're into August. It's going to all go smoothly from here.
Well, I know I'm excited, and we've talked about that in the last episode. I'm curious what you guys are looking forward to most, Dave.
Well, I'll be honest with you. We've been driving in, thanks to social media. It's amazing how much things have changed in just the last 5 to 7 years. As we're driving, there are other modelers that we know, other podcasters, guests that we've had on who are all driving or flying into the show, and we're all sitting here keeping track of each other and keeping everybody informed about where everybody is and where they expect to get in. It almost makes traveling to a show like this a communal experience.
Evan, have you ever experienced any travel like this?
No, this is probably the longest road trip I've ever been on in my life at this point.
Well, that's not so bad.
No.
You get to see this from the ground instead of the air.
Exactly, and I get to hang out with some good friends while we do it, too.
Absolutely.
Well, what are you looking forward to at this thing?
Oh, the last Nationals was such a crazy event. It kind of blew my brain that, I'd never been to a show that was more than a single day. And usually that goes by so quick and you're so rushed to do everything that you can't enjoy the whole thing. But when you're at an event like this that lasts for 4 days, it can be a little more relaxed. You spend more time hanging out with people, which is something that I definitely enjoy in the hobby, the social aspect of it. And then, of course, there's plenty of cool deals to pick up, things that we might catch your eye or something like that. And also, I want to see a lot of cool models on the tables as well. And I brought a couple to enter this time as well, so... Looking forward to it.
And you're also doing a seminar, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I'm doing a weathering seminar on Friday at 9 a.m., I believe.
I think some people will hear this by then, surely.
Yeah.
They're going to be at the show.
So I'm doing some weathering presentation on a couple of projects I've been working on, including one that I'm going to have at the show. So I'm definitely looking forward to sharing my weathering philosophy there and, answering any questions anybody has. It'll be a good time.
Yes.
Well, as I've already asked, I'm going to have to go again because this is not a rehash of the one at HeritageCon. This is a refresh.
Yes. New information, new models that have completed specifically for this presentation, photographing step-by-step and all that good stuff.
All right. We sure look forward to it.
You better be there.
We're bringing the rotten fruit. We got to be there.
We'll be there in the front row, maybe. Or the back swing slip out.
Yeah, that's right.
We've encouraged folks who are at the National Convention. That's right now, it's Tuesday. We'll be there Wednesday through the entire show, departing on Sunday. Please stop by the table and give us a shout. Have a little conversation with us and let us know what you're up to. And just come by and say hi. We may have a registry, as we always do, to sign, so we can keep track of who came by the table and where they all came from. And this one's going to be interesting, Dave, because I think this is just going to pull from a different geography.
Yeah.
So we're going to see the normal cast of characters who hit all these, like you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And then people from the Texas, Oklahoma area who haven't really seen at any of the other shows. So I'm looking forward to that.
I am too.
Well, Dave, show aside, we've had a lot of activity on the dojo. Well, not show aside, with the show coming up, we've had a lot of activity leading up to the National Convention, and just the thing keeps blossoming and growing every week. So what's the Mojo Dojo looking up?
Well,
looking like?
we're just about at 3,000 members. The number of people posting is going up at nearly every day. There's a lot of activity posting, mostly people's projects, either completes or stuff they're working on. A lot of the stuff leading up to the show, people posting what they're bringing, etc. It's really become a great place for the folks who listen to give us feedback. So a lot of times after an episode drops, we'll have one or more people either respond to a question or an email that was raised, or if we're talking about a particular kit, they'll post a photo of one that they are either building or have built previously. It's a great way to leverage the podcast and get more of the listeners sharing with each other, which frankly is one of the big things that Mike and I really like to see as this thing has developed.
So, listeners, if you haven't joined us on Facebook on the Plastic Model Dojo, please do so. It's the Plastic Model Dojo on Facebook. And please go back and like and follow our regular Facebook page for the Plastic Model Mojo podcast. We'd appreciate it. All right, guys, we'll wrap it up here and cruise on into Dallas, then turn this thing south and get to San Marcos.
You got it.